When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Today is Thursday, November 16th. I'm Steve Hall with some Liverpool news to bring you, and actually, sometimes we don't often do this, but some general football news as well, but would, of course, impact Liverpool. In fact, we might as well start with that straight away. According to a story from The Times, football lawmakers are considering introducing 10-minute sin bins that referees can put players in if they show dissent, making a rule that only captains are allowed to approach the referee. So yeah, obviously a lot has been made about showing respect to referees, etc., etc. More bookings apparently for dissent this year as well, which we know has definitely been the case. Well, yeah, according to Martin Ziegler's report in The Times, the lawmakers are considering making the rule where the referee could send a player to a sin bin for 10 minutes for dissent, and they are considering adopting rugby's rule where only the captain is allowed to come and approach the referee. IFAB, the International FA Board, obviously they're in control of football's laws, are holding a meeting in London in the next couple of weeks and dealing with what they describe as participant misbehaviour is seen as a priority, with fears that referees are being driven out of the game by abuse and assaults. Trials of sin bins have already been taking place in grassroots and junior football since 2019, and they have apparently generated widespread support. According to Martin's report, one IFAB board member said the next step could be trials in the professional leagues. Sin bins would only operate for dissent at this stage and not for foul play or other offences. They're also, like I mentioned before, doing potentially discussing about only captains being able to approach the referee. Now, football's rules have changed a lot down the years. You know, if you'd have said 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, there'll be VAR or there'll be video assistance, etc. Before that, if you'd have said, you know, the goalkeeper, the back pass rule, all that kind of stuff, things have changed in football and they continue to change. It'll be interesting to see if this one comes in, if it does, if it works. I think we'd all agree that you don't want to see 5, 6, 7 people in the referee's face all the time. I think it doesn't bode well. And like I say, if you want to attract more referees at a younger age, at the moment it doesn't look like the most attractive prospect to go and stand in the middle of a park and get screamed at and shouted at. So maybe it does set a better example, because we know what happens in the professional leagues filters down all the way to the bottom. So be interesting to see if this one comes in. Of course, if it does, there'll be a trial, etc., but it will impact Liverpool down the line. Personally, I think it will be a good thing. Listen, I'm often critical of referees when they're rubbish, but I don't believe that anyone should be, you know, screaming abuse in someone's face, etc. So we'll see how it goes, but thought it was an interesting topic. I know not specifically Liverpool-based, but definitely wanted to bring it to your guys' attention. In terms of actual Liverpool-based news, or rumours in particular, I know this is an audio platform, but I will kind of describe this as best I can. According to the ever-reliable Footy headlines, Liverpool's potential home kit for next season has been leaked. Now, they've done this on the basis that of not the final version of the kit, but they've been told at Footy headlines that the Liver Bird, the Nike Swoosh and Liverpool Standard Chartered are all going to be in yellow with a red shirt with white pinstripes. So similar to the shirt that Liverpool wore in the title winning season, Liverpool's kit of 2019-20. It looks a little bit like a return to that, albeit, of course, with the Nike on it rather than the New Balance, but it does feel, So it does. It looks rather nice. So if you do get a chance, go and check out the pictures over on Footy Headlines. The difference, of course, between the league winning kit and this one is that the standard chart at that time was in white. This time that too looks like it's going to be in yellow as well. But yeah, go and check it out. I think it's on our social accounts as well. But I like it personally. I think it looks. I always like when they put off the pinstripes. I think they look quite cool. So yeah, that's the ever reliable Footy Headlines with a bit of an early scoop on what Liverpool's kit could be looking like for next season. Right then, let's move on to the main story of the show. According to a report from France, let me get the guy's name, I'm going to pronounce it. It's from Le Ten Sport. Liverpool are believed to have an interest in Wolverhampton Wanderers fullback Rayan Aitnouri. Apparently, insistent contact has been made between Liverpool and the players' representatives. Yeah, so the left-back position, of course, at Liverpool at the moment in time is under the microscope. Andy Robertson, first choice, out for a long time. There's been plenty of debate about Tim Akas and Joe Gomez, etc., etc. Well, according to Le Ten Sport, Liverpool are hoping to ease their left-back worries for the long-term and the short-term with the signing of Aitnouri from Wolves. However, in fact, let me see this. Alexis Bernard, the editor-in-chief of Le Ten Sport, says, our sources indicate that the player is indeed subject of regular and insistent contact from the Reds. However, Wolves insist that they will block any move in January as they have no intention to let the left-back leave the club in January. So it looks like if this was set to be something that happened, it might be something that Liverpool look at further down the line, maybe, of course, in the summer. Furthermore, January seems unlikely potentially. Anyway, Aitnouri will be involved in the African Cup of Nations, although he was born in France. He represents Algeria at international level. So obviously, if you're looking to get a January move done, that might be obviously prove difficult because that is very much when Aitnouri will be away with his international teammates. Now, of course, we've seen in the past players still get deals done while they've been away. It isn't the be-all and end-all. Liverpool can obviously take a flight out if they wanted to, etc. But that tournament starts on January 13th. He's probably going to be with them, with the Algeria squad, a little bit before that as well. So maybe that complicates things. But Le Ten Sport are adamant that Liverpool are in for the player. This might be one that you look at again in the summer. I know Kostas Tsimikas has only just signed a new contract. So again, what that meant for his future, I don't know. Is he sold? And does Aitnouri come in as a potential backup and then ideally a long-term replacement for Andy Robertson? Maybe he comes in and just takes Andy Robertson's place. I mean, he'd do well to do that. But Andy Robertson now, of course, is 29. By the end of the season, he'll be in his 30s. Hopefully, he's back January time himself as well. But definitely want to keep an eye on that Liverpool are in for Aitnouri. I think he's a very good player. He tends to be better, probably a bit stronger defensively than I think Kostas Tsimikas is. I think he's actually very good going forward as well. His role at Wolves allows him to do that. He's under contract at Wolves till 2026, so it won't be a cheap deal for Liverpool to do, but listen, Liverpool have shown before that you can get players out of Wolves. There's you know, Liverpool's number 20 made that exact move not that long ago, so it does feel like the type of move that Liverpool would potentially make. He's of the right age. He's played a lot of football. He's got the experience. Liverpool like to see a player a lot before they sign him. So that will be interesting. But yeah, definitely keep an eye out on that one. Liverpool are in, according to report from Rayan Aitnouri. We will discuss that in greater detail, of course, next week on Journal Insight when we get Neil Jones in. I'll grill Neil, see if he's heard anything about it. If you want to check that show, plus loads and loads of others over on redmenplus.com, our subscription service, and then been a better time during the international break. There's loads of bingeable evergreen content on there. We've got the Hendo doc, Bobby Firmino doc, German Scouts, Mural guy, absolutely loads. Think of it as like your Netflix where you can go and just watch tons and tons of evergreen content. Well, sign up to redmenplus.com if you use the code BITESIZE when you sign up, BITESIZE, or one word. Sign up as a monthly captain, use that code, you'll get 50% off your first two payments. And like I say, if you join up, pay that 50% fee, which is about £3.50 of that. If you don't like it at any point, you can just cancel it. There's no like minimum contract length, etc. It's completely flexible. So if you sign up and like it and you stay with us, great. If you want to give it a go, you can cancel it straight away. You'll get the rest of that month for free. You'll get that rest of that month as part of your subscription, and then it'll just cancel itself. So if you do want some stuff to check out over the international break to fill yourself with your Liverpool Liverpool fixed on you. Redmen Plus is the place to go for that one. We will be back with another bite-sized podcast in the very near future, and I'll see you all then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.